Hey guys, have you ever struggled to make a decision, feeling unsure about how to move forward? Do you find yourself analyzing and overthinking every single thought or alternative, only to end up feeling helpless and frustrated? Welcome to the Reflection Room. My name is Sandra. I am a licensed mental health counselor in the state of Florida, and today I want to share with you on a topic that has been in my mind lately. It is one that many people struggle with, me included, and unfortunately, it can really hold us back in life. I'm talking about making difficult decisions. We need to make difficult decisions all the time, whether it's having a sensitive conversation with someone, starting a big project, ending a relationship, switching jobs or careers, you name it. Oftentimes, these decisions make us feel very uncomfortable, and this uneasy feeling prevents us from making that decision and moving forward. It is something that I do, and hopefully it will help you too when deciding. If you want and can safely do, grab a piece of paper and a pen. Think about a situation you're currently facing and let's work some key points together. Remember though, that each situation and person is unique. These are just my thoughts and insights and not a substitute for therapy. Ready? Okay, so first, start with the basic, but one of the most important aspects involved in decision making, that is getting adequate sleep. Studies show that sleep deprivation impacts the emotional part of the brain, specifically the amygdala, which in turn affects the prefrontal cortex, also known as the executive part of the brain, which is responsible for decision making. Why is this important? Understanding the brain mechanisms involved in decision making and how the lack of sleep affects these areas can help us prioritize sleep and approach decisions more effectively. Make sure you sleep well before you engage in any important decision making. Next, consider the pros and the cons of your choices. Write them down using a T-chart. This is one of the best ways to help you gain clarity by transferring your thoughts from your mind onto paper. It also makes it easier to see the differences side by side. Here, you could also list the possible consequences of each decision. So, use this step to gather information about the options you are considering. This will help you make an informed decision from the beginning. Next, and this is my favorite, you want to consider what you truly want in life. This is a very simple step, maybe, but it's often overlooked. Let me explain. Revisit your goals in life, your plan, or your values. In other words, think about how you want to live your life. This is important because you want your decisions to align with the life you are committed to building. Listen, some decisions are not easy, not because we don't know what to do, but because both options could seem equally good or equally bad. Sometimes it also feels like no matter what we choose, we cannot really win, which is why in some cases, I try to avoid labeling choices as right and wrong, and instead focus on which option aligns best with my values or purpose in life. Keep in mind that any decision you make, or even choosing not to make one, will significantly affect your future and overall outlook in life. Let me pause here for a moment and share this with you. A few years ago, I had to decide between law school and seminary school. It was a very tough choice. And of course, I listed the pros and the cons of each. For me, however, the decision became clear when I envisioned my purpose in life and considered how each option would impact that purpose. Both choices were great. And to be honest, I had dreamed of becoming a lawyer since I was a little girl. But here's the good part. As I reflect on my journey and how I ultimately became a mental health counselor, I realize how much I learned along the way. Not only that, but I also found healing in areas of my life that had been overlooked. The choice I made has truly enriched how I perceive my purpose in life. So the point is, don't underestimate this step. Now, finally, as you evaluate your choices, consider what strengths you already have that could help you handle the outcome of your decision in the best possible way. Knowing and applying your strengths empowers you in inexplicable ways because your decisions are no longer guided by fear. They are no longer based on the opinion of others. Instead, your decisions are directed by the knowledge and the confidence you have within you. How cool is that? So take a moment to look at the issue you're facing and consider the many strengths you can bring to the situation. In my case, the challenges of each option were different. So listing the strengths gave me the confidence that no matter which path I chose, I had the tools to get through it. Sometimes this is all we need to move us out of our comfort zone and step into what we want for ourselves. Don't limit your strengths, because these might be skills like critical thinking and resilience, as well as the support of your family and friends, and reliance on your faith. The point is, you have what it takes to succeed. I encourage you to think about your strengths as you run into any difficult decisions or challenges in life. By the way, applying these strengths will not only help you develop more confidence, but will ultimately help you to achieve your goals. Next time you face a difficult decision, try using the points I shared with you today and let me know how it went. I look forward to reading your comments. Until then, keep on reflecting.